Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. Border Patrol officials say multiple people have been injured after a truck loaded with immigrants rolled over near Deming. They say 19 people were in a vehicle that had stolen license plates and tried to evade authorities south of the town on Highway 9 early Monday. Authorities say the truck was being pursued by a Border Patrol agent who had his vehicle's lights and siren on. Authorities also say that the driver and multiple other passengers in the truck were ejected. It wasn't immediately clear how many people were taken to hospitals. Research shows that when students see their own culture and history reflected in their classwork, they do better in school. But most Hispanic and Latino students in New Mexico public schools don't get that experience, at least not in the form of ethnic studies. As Hannah Colton reports, some schools have been experimenting with Mexican-American and Chicano studies classes to help kids succeed.
Enthusiasm for ethnic studies is starting to take hold in school districts across the nation, and advocates lean on a few successful case studies. One of those was in Tucson, Arizona. It was back before a ban on ethnic studies there hit national headlines. Diane Torres Velasquez is an associate professor at UNM's College of Education and president of the Latino Education Task Force. She says Tucson's Mexican American Studies program remarkably closed the achievement gap there after just a few years.
The achievement of Latino students kept rising and rising and rising to the point that the gap was inverted. And so Latino students were actually doing better than their white and Asian counterparts.
For the Tucson program to work so well, Dr. Torres Velasquez says all teachers got in-depth training to debunk misconceptions about Hispanic students.
They were developing a mindset that being Latino was not a deficit, that the students had strengths and that they could achieve.
In Albuquerque, Robert Frausto and others at Highland High School were closely following the Tucson saga. Two-thirds of their students are Latino and Hispanic, and they were looking for ways to keep them in school. So in 2012, Frausto started recruiting for his own Chicano Studies class.
I'll just stop stranger kids and say, you're going to take my class next year.
If Frausto finds out a ninth grader is struggling, they're likely to end up in Chicano Studies their sophomore year.
Once they're in the class, I kind of step up. So I track their absences and attendance. I call home. I kind of ride herd on them till they graduate.
Frausto's homemade curriculum covers Aztec and Mayan cultures, the Mexican-American War, civil rights, all the way to contemporary Chicano activists and authors. One of the first lessons, he says, deals with colorism, a widely held prejudice that lighter skin is better.
We can talk about güero, light skin, prieto, dark, moreno, brown. We laugh about it in class, but we also live with a reality that we're looked at differently.
Good to meet you.
How's it going?
I'm good. This is Osman.
Osman, I'm Hannah.
Osman Horta Aragon met up with Frausto and me at Highland on a summer day. He's 16. He just finished Frausto's class as a sophomore, and it's a rare day off from his job at a fast food place.
I don't work today, and I just feel like so relaxed, so happy, so want to go to sleep. That's it.
Osman's upbeat, despite some bad stuff that's been happening at work. He says one day a white customer came in and started making racist comments. Osman is Mexican-American, and he thinks that customer was reacting to his darker skin.
He would be telling me, I don't want that kid to be touching my food. He could be having full of bacteria.
It wasn't just the one incident. Osman says multiple customers made comments or asked for him not to cook.
So they would always put me to the side to wash dishes. I was hurt about people's point of view of me.
I think it's going back to that stereotype that Hispanics want to take your job, got diseases, and they're after your women. And that stereotype persists even today. And Osman is kind of living it.
Osman isn't going to quit his job. Money is tight at home. He needs the paycheck. He's even eyeing a promotion to grill chef. As for the racist behavior, he gets that it comes out of a whole history of colonialism and oppression. And that's thanks to Frausto's class.
He told us that people are going to come in, like try taking you down. But eventually you have to be the greater person and stand up for yourself. His advice is one of the best advice that I've ever got.
Time and data will tell whether Frausto's class is really keeping kids in school. He wants to enter UNM's new Chicana and Chicano Studies PhD program to crunch the numbers. In the meantime, he'll keep teaching Mexican American studies and starting each class with the same poem.
It's called En la Queche. Tú eres mi otro yo. Si te hago daño, you're another me. If I do harm to you, I do harm to myself. If I love and respect you, I love and respect myself.
That poem, Frausto hopes it gives his students a framework to deal with any discrimination and racism they face. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.